Hello, this is Lonnie Dupree with the Perry Centennial Expedition. It is May 1st. I am in Oslo, and I've just wanted to keep updating our website on what's going on. I first wanted to give a big thanks to my teammates, Stuart Smith, who has determined the entire expedition, and a great all-around teammate, and I'm looking forward to traveling with Stuart again in the future. And Stuart was quite a trooper. He, 300 miles into the expedition, he put a foot through a lead, got a wet foot, and got frostbite, so he hobbled the last 300 miles to the North Pole, just to give you an idea of his determination, and we managed to keep him bandaged up, and he should recover 100% on that. I also want to thank Max Chaya from Lebanon, who will be the first Lebanese to make it to the North Pole. He's currently spending some time at home getting used to being a national hero and meeting with the president of Lebanon. And Stuart was great. His long legs kept a good pace on our expedition, and we made it to the pole just on time, 16 hours before our last pickup, potential pickup to get out of there to Borneo was to happen. So, and then I want to thank two friends and that we met at the North Pole that made it all the way unsupported, the first Americans to do so from Canada all the way to the pole without any resupplies or any extra support. They did it completely on their own. John Houston from Chicago, who used to work for me as expedition manager for the One World Expedition, and Tyler Fish from Ely, Minnesota. So we have another person to add to the list of Minnesota explorers. Welcome to that home, Tyler. You guys did an outstanding job. They can chalk their success up to very detailed preparations, doing their homework, talking to all the professionals out there like Richard Weber, and utilizing some diet specific diets from Richard, and various techniques that they took from Norway in terms of their clothing and their sponsor, Bergen. So a big congratulations to you guys. And I just wanted to say one last thing about Robert Perry and the Perry Centennial Expedition. You know, I was thinking Robert Perry 100 years ago standing at the North Pole, and underneath his kamiks or underneath his mukluks, the ice would have been, you know, somewhere between 12 and 15 feet thick. He never would have guessed that in 10 to 15 years from now, or even less, that all that sea ice in the summertime would be gone. And as you all know, with climate change, that's a very real possibility. And we need that sea ice around because that sea ice actually is the thermostat that keeps our northern hemisphere cool, keeps the world cool, as well as does the other ice caps. And so we need to do our part in trying to protect, reduce our carbon footprint, and also to try to get an international Arctic treaty to protect the Arctic, very much like a treaty that's protecting Antarctica. So anyways, that's just some food for thought. We'll give another update in a few days. All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.